We're going to take a brief station break and be back talking about how to close offshore tax loopholes through which corporate America is avoiding $150 billion a year in taxes. Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. Joining us now is Eric LeCompte, who's the director of the Jubilee USA Network, a coalition of 75 religious, policy, labor, relief, environmental, and human rights organizations advocating for solutions to the international debt crisis. Jubilee USA Network has won critical global financial reforms and more than $130 billion in debt relief for the world's poorest countries so the money could be reinvested in social infrastructure. He currently focuses on development in relationship to the international debt crisis. Welcome to Background Briefing, Eric LeCompte.
Great. Thanks, Ian. It's great to be on your show today.
And you're calling for the U.S. corporations to pay the $150 billion in taxes that they avoid every year through offshore tax loopholes, arguing that this would more than cover the $109 billion in automatic spending cuts that are set to begin in January the 1st of 2013 if the Congress fails to avert the so-called fiscal cliff. Are they listening to you, Eric?
Well, I think so, Ian. And, I mean, the way you're framing it is exactly right. You know, just yesterday, the White House has said they very much want to see corporate tax reform and offshore tax loopholes be a part of the negotiation over the fiscal cliff. And, you know, from our perspective at Jubilee USA, a faith-based organization, we agree 100%. You know, the reality of it is that 83 of the top 100 public traded corporations that are in the United States, 83 of them are hiding their profits and their earnings abroad. They're hiding their profits and their earnings abroad outside of the United States in tax havens. And our position at Jubilee USA is that, you know, we really need to look at closing these tax havens. And that's for, you know, a number of reasons. You know, number one, here in the United States, if those tax havens were to close, what it would mean is that there would be $150 billion in additional revenue for the United States. And that far outweighs the concerns about the fiscal cliff, which is only $109 billion.
Well, it's interesting. Some of these corporations that you mentioned, of the 83 of the top 100 publicly traded corporations in the United States who use these tax havens, they include Walmart, Coca-Cola, and Pfizer. I just did a forum last night at the UCLA Hammer Forum here in Los Angeles. We had a couple of the most leading tax experts in the country, one who worked for the U.S. Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation, and the other is David K. Johnston, who is considered one of the leading experts on U.S. taxes, written a number of bestsellers about it. And David made the point about exactly what you're talking about, and he actually used the example of Pfizer. It turns out that Pfizer, of course, based upon another product that got into trouble called Fen-Phen, were able to isolate a formula which became the infamous blue pill, the triangle-shaped blue pill that men take and sometimes are warned, you know, have an erection for 4 hours. So, you know, it is one of the most popular medications in the world. It goes, I think, for like $18 a pill. So Pfizer are making a fortune out of this drug called Viagra. They apparently simply, Pfizer New Jersey just took the formula of this drug, sent it to Pfizer Switzerland, and headquartered the drug in Pfizer Switzerland. So all of the revenues go to Pfizer Switzerland, even though the bank accounts for Pfizer are still, you know, in the United States. So it's a complete fiction.
You're right. And that's a great example, because what it does illustrate is, like, Pfizer, Coca-Cola, Walmart, Microsoft, Bank of America, they keep, and all these corporations keep more than 70% of their cash offshore. In other words, they keep more than 70% of their cash offshore, and they keep all of their earnings offshore. So they keep it offshore to prevent it from being taxed in any way. And at Jubilee USA, you know, we're very concerned about this behavior in the United States as well as globally. In the United States, because they've continued to do this, what it's meant for the average taxpayer is that we've paid more than $434 a year, each of us, average taxpayers, in order to cover General Electric, and all these other corporations from paying taxes here in the United States. So not only are they avoiding taxes, they're forcing all of us to pay more taxes.
Again, I'm speaking with Eric LeCompte, who's the director of the Jubilee USA Network, a coalition of 75 religious, policy, labor, relief, environmental, and human rights organizations advocating for solutions to the international debt crisis. Jubilee USA Network has won critical global financial reforms and more than $130 billion in debt relief for the world's poorest countries, money which could be reinvested in social infrastructure. He currently focuses on development in relation to the international debt crisis. And when you mentioned how much money corporations are stashing abroad in terms of their profits, the most recent figures that have been given on how much cash corporate America is sitting on here in the United States were about $1.6 trillion. But my understanding is that it's more like $5 to $6 trillion if you count in how much overseas money they have that they're hiding overseas. And when you think about our economic distress at the moment and the need to stimulate the economy in order to start generating revenues to avoid this so-called fiscal cliff and to deal with the looming deficit, you realize the absolute lack of economic patriotism that corporate America has.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think the reality of it is even we look globally, because of how corporations hide their profits, because of how they refuse to pay taxes throughout the world, we understand is not only is this an issue in the United States, but even in the developing world. The developing world is losing $160 billion per year in taxes. You know, this revenue would certainly dwarf the international debt crisis. They're losing that money because there's not taxes. And, you know, here in the United States, when we're looking at these issues, every $10 that as taxpayers here in the United States, every $10 that we give to the developing world in aid, we see that $10 go in, but there is more than $15 what leaves those countries, more than $15, what leaves those countries in terms of what should have been fairly taxed. So, you know, we're pushing development aid in particular countries around the world, but at the end of the day, that development aid is only going so far, and we're losing what should be revenue in those countries.
Well, if you look at the global tax picture, Eric LeCompte, and who pays taxes and who doesn't, obviously corporate America is a huge villain here. And as you point out, even the $150 billion is probably a low figure that they avoid per year. And what that would do, helping the U.S. avert this so-called fiscal cliff in 2013. The New York Times on Thursday is carrying a story pointing out how, for example, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been sentenced to 4 years in jail for tax fraud. But one of the shocking things about this article in the New York Times is that in Pakistan, 67% of members of parliament and 62% of the ministers in the cabinet, in the very government of Pakistan, don't file tax returns. So the U.S. is not the only villain here. The tax avoidance seems to be an international problem.
That's right. It's a global problem. And if we look in terms of the developing world, over the last 10 years, $6.5 trillion has left the developing world completely untaxed. And so part of the reason that we're working right now in the fiscal cliff in the United States is we believe if we're able to address corporate issues, if we're able to address offshore tax loopholes, if we're able to address this kind of behavior, this sends a message globally. And this message globally is so important right now, because the reality of it is that throughout the world, this kind of behavior keeps poor people poor. So our perspective is that by addressing this behavior now, by sending a message here in the United States, we're also sending a message globally in terms of how tax havens should be used and how tax avoidance hurts the poor.
Well, the statistic here is that for every $10 a country receives in development aid, $15 exits that country as a result of tax dodging.
That's right, yeah. And I think that's, from our perspective, that's a huge, huge, huge concern. That, you know, as much aid as we're giving, it's essentially useless when compared to the amount of money that's leaving the country because of these tax havens and illicit financial flows. And if we really are serious about development, if we're really serious about helping the poor, we have to address tax havens and these financial flows.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Eric LeCompte.
Ian, I can't thank you enough. Take care.
You too. Again, I've been speaking with Eric LeCompte, who's the director of the Jubilee USA Network, a coalition of 75 religious, policy, labor, relief, environmental, and human rights organizations advocating for solutions to the international debt crisis. Jubilee USA Network has won critical global financial reforms and more than $130 billion in debt relief for the world's poorest countries, so the money could be reinvested in social infrastructure. He currently focuses on development in relation to the international debt crisis. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for streaming and podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me and I'll answer your questions as best I can. The conversation continues at facebook.com/ianmastersmedia, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.